the hole Hathaway was in kept getting deeper. The legitimate prescription his family doctor had given him wasn't nearly enough, so he was supplementing it with a second script from a shady pill mill physician who was later arrested. That script cost him $150 every 2 weeks, plus an additional $600 to fill it, because his insurance was already covering the legitimate pills. Somehow Hathaway was still designing galleys and flying regularly to Europe, but his first stop after the hotel was often a local ER, where he'd show his U.S. prescription and a Boeing ID in exchange for a fresh script to replace the pills he'd forgotten at home. In 2010, Hathaway leveled with Boeing. He told the supervisor that he had a serious addiction and needed to go to rehab. The company, he says, was very understanding. I took a month off and I went away to a treatment facility, he says. On the way back, I stopped and got some more pills. He resumed working, but was now spiraling. I didn't let anybody know how bad things had gotten. I was ashamed and embarrassed. It's living one day at a time, trying to figure out how to get out of this hell I'm living in. Here's what hell looked like. Hathaway was now homeless and living in a Subaru Outback in the Boeing parking lot with his 18-year-old son, Connor, who was also an addict. Hathaway says 2010 was a pivotal year. That's when Purdue Pharma LP, maker of oxycodone, changed the pill's chemistry so it couldn't be crushed into a snortable powder or heated into a vapor for inhaling. The new version had a time-release formulation. It was useless to addicts who were crashing. That is the beginning of the heroin epidemic, Hathaway says, pointing to himself as living proof. He and his son began using heroin to get the same results they used to get from crushed oxy. It's hard to explain to somebody who hasn't been through it how it takes over your life, he says. The worst thing is the withdrawal. If I stop, I'm not going to work. I'm not eating. I'm not doing anything. Addicts begin to schedule their lives in 8-hour increments in fear of the crash. Withdrawal sends you into such a terrible sickness that all you can think about is, you got to get well, Hathaway says. It gets to the point that it's not about being high, it's about not being sick.